Welcome to Dharma Dialogues, a children's podcast series on the Yakshaprashnam, a wise and wonderful dialogue from the Mahabharata. Just a little something to keep in mind as you listen to these stories. We tell these stories to spark reflection, not to give strict answers.
These stories are told with love and respect from the Hindu tradition, with guidance from elders in our community. Anyone can listen, learn, and even interpret the stories in their own way. All we hope is for young minds to grow in curiosity, courage, and compassion.
As we are learning and growing with you, any mistakes along the way are completely unintentional. Please feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions or feedback.
Now, on to the episode.
Welcome back, dear friends, to our cozy little circle here in the forest for another gentle night of Dharma Dialogues. The stars are twinkling above us and the trees are whispering softly, as if they too are curious to hear what comes next. We've already explored many mysterious questions the Yaksha asked Yudhishthira. We've measured weight and height. Do you remember? The heaviest thing in the world was a mother, and the highest was a father. Tonight, the Yaksha has a different kind of question. He wants to measure speed.
Speed? Are we talking about race cars? Or rockets launching into space?
No, little one. This is a different kind of race. Not the kind that happens on tracks or in the sky. The Yaksha, with eyes as still and deep as a lake on a windless night, turned to Yudhishthira and asked,
"Tell me, Yudhishthira, what is faster than the wind?"
"Faster than the wind? That's hard. The wind is so fast. It can blow away umbrellas and even bend trees. It whooshes past my ears when I run downhill and even carries kites way into the sky. What could possibly be faster?"
"Wonderful thoughts, little one. The wind is very fast." But Yudhishthira smiled and gave an answer that was not only wise but a little surprising. He said,
"The mind, O Yaksha."
"The mind? Wait, how can the mind be faster than the wind? It's not even a thing you can see or touch."
"That's what makes it so special. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been sitting in class, looking right at the teacher, or listening to someone reading a story, and suddenly, you realize your mind is somewhere completely different?"
"Oh yes. Sometimes I suddenly think about the ice cream I ate last week, or about a game I want to play after school, or I imagine I'm a pirate sailing the seas."
"Exactly. Even though your body is still, your mind is racing to the canteen, flying to the playground, or sailing to faraway lands. The wind can travel across oceans and forests. But the mind? The mind can leap into memories, dive into dreams, or jump far into the future, all in the blink of an eye."
"Whoa, that is faster than the wind."
"It truly is. The mind is like a wild horse, powerful and full of energy. It can take you to places you've never even seen, help you imagine new stories, new inventions, or new solutions to old problems. But here's the catch. If the horse has no rider, it might run wild. That's why we practice things like mindfulness or meditation, the gentle art of bringing our attention back to now. It's like holding the reins of your thoughts with kindness. So the mind still runs, but it doesn't get lost. There's a saying, the mind can travel to the corners of the universe, but true wisdom is knowing how to bring it back home."
"So it's okay if my mind goes wandering sometimes, as long as I remember to come back?"
"Exactly, little one. You're learning beautifully. Let your mind fly freely into your books, your drawings, your music, your dreams. But always know how to return to the present, where life is truly happening. When we are present, we listen better. We feel more deeply and we live more fully. And so, tonight's proverb is this. The wind moves the trees, but the mind moves the world. So ask yourself, when does your mind run the fastest? Is it when you're dreaming, drawing, worrying? And what helped you slow down and come back home to this moment? Share your reflections with us at dharmadialogues108@gmail.com. We may share your voice in a future episode. As we end tonight's tale, let your thoughts drift gently like leaves on a stream. Not rushed, not tangled, just floating peacefully. Until next time, dear friends, may your thoughts fly far, but may your heart always know the way home. Let us meet once again very soon tomorrow for the last episode of Season 1 of Dharma Dialogues. We'll be waiting for you under the starlit sky.